Hi, this is Mark with My Fabulous Disease, and I am here at the FDA hearing on Descovy with two important activists, Jeremiah Johnson with Treatment Action Group. Hi, Jeremiah.
Good morning.
And James Krellenstein with Prep for All. Hi, James.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to ask you complicated questions that you have to simplify for people like me who don't understand jack shit of what's happening in that room right now. Right now, Gilead is testifying about the efficacy of Descovy for PrEP over Truvada. Mm-hmm. And what I'm hearing them say makes a great case for how much greater Descovy is, and that it gets into your bloodstream faster, and it stays there longer. I have a feeling you're here to object to a lot of what they're saying. What's your beef?
So, you know,
Jeremiah.
So this is Jeremiah. My concerns are that we are overinflating the benefits of Descovy. The fact of the matter is that if we knew that the company was going to work in good faith to provide access to Descovy to everybody, we probably wouldn't need to be quite so critical. But this is going to be a $20,000 a year option that really only has clinical benefit for a small percentage of people who would otherwise benefit from Truvada or TDF-FTC as PrEP. And as we know, TDF-FTC is going to be generic next year. We're going to see dramatic price reductions. So we need to come here and hold the company's feet to the fire to make sure that they're not overinflating safety and efficacy findings, which they absolutely are here, and to really question why the lack of transparency in this whole process, why the rush to this after 10 years of putting FTAF on a shelf and not further developing it for business reasons.
In other words, what you're saying is that just as Truvada is going generic, out pops this new drug, Descovy, that they've had on the shelf for 10 years, and suddenly they want to get that approved so that they get a new patent and new profits that aren't generic. And you got a problem with that, James.
Oh, yeah, I think I have a major problem with that. I mean, I think the basic premise that Gilead is stating today is simply untenable for any self-respecting company. They are basically saying, you know, that Discover confirms Descovy's alleged superior safety over Truvada. The problem is that if that's so, why did the company, and I think we deserve an answer today, why did the company intentionally delay this new, supposedly new drug by more than a decade? What should the company be held liable and held responsible for the injuries, if in fact this drug is safer, that they caused by intentionally delaying the drug by a decade? And I think the timing here is critical. It is highly coincidental that just as Truvada is going generic, all of a sudden Descovy comes out. And I have another problem that I think we really need to pay attention to here, which is the fact that they did, despite having literally a decade and a half to develop this drug, they did not a single clinical trial to evaluate whether Descovy as PrEP is effective in cisgender women.
In other words, here you have women that right now they're arguing in there cisgender women it'll probably work on them too because HIV they acts the same in men and women. They're really soft peddling that in there right now.
I think so, and we have unfortunately not very clear pharmacokinetic data, or in other words, lab data that supports that actually the drugs are getting to the same level in women as they are in men. And I think that most importantly, 20 years after AIDS activists stormed the FDA and stormed the CDC, demanding that women get parity in HIV research, in HIV drug access, to men, to cisgender men, cisgender women get parity to cisgender men. We have a company today that is claiming that they don't need to do actually studies to evaluate efficacy in cisgender women. And that will unfortunately only promote the disparities in access that we see for women accessing PrEP. Less than 5% users in the United States are women.
One of the other problems I hear you saying is that if Truvada is so terrible and has been causing all of these problems with people, bone density and whatnot, and Gilead knew it, then why did they sit on Descovy all of this time, and what should they do about all the injury they have caused people?
I mean, interestingly, since 2012, Gilead has been pushing community advocates to talk about how safe Truvada is. It's really, the company line and what they want community to follow with depends on what affects their bottom line. And to be clear, this is a $2 billion domestic market for them.
They like to change their story based on what
their shareholders need.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Now, one more thing for you, and that is, a lot of people are going to hear this and go, okay, this all sounds like a lot of inside baseball. Mm-hmm. We haven't even gotten to the issue of the patent and who owns it and all that. But that aside, a lot of people are going to hear this and go, well, okay, but what is the bottom line? If Descovy is better and it's going to be safer for me, isn't that a win?
But the bottom line is we don't know if it's better. And the thing is right now, if you're on Truvada or a generic form that comes out next year and you're successfully avoiding HIV infection, there is probably no reason for you to switch over to this. From a public health perspective, we're going to advocate that you don't, just in order to not increase healthcare costs.
So is that the message to someone who's on Truvada right now and they're having no problems with it? Stay on Truvada.
Well, I think something to consider is that when Truvada was approved for PrEP in 2012, we had years of data of Truvada as treatment. This is a new medication, and there's a lot that we don't know still. Mm-hmm. And something that that Gilead continues to downplay right now is that there's a statistically significant increase in weight gain mm-hmm. for people on treatment on TAF and on PrEP. There's a lot also that we're not understanding in terms of cholesterol and lipids with TAF. Mm-hmm. And so it's important for us to recognize that new doesn't always mean better, mm-hmm. and that we have to look very closely at why this company right now is so eager to get us to believe that company line.
And do you think they're going to pull that over all those FDA members sitting there right now? Don't they know what they're doing?
I mean, you know, I think it's transparent to a great many people, but the fact of the matter is that you can't trust your regulators and you can't trust your politicians. They're like children. You have to babysit them and make sure that they see
it. But I also want to emphasize something that Jeremiah just said around some of the new properties that we are seeing emerge in the data with Descovy, with lipids and weight gain. One of the things that unfortunately was presented at Mexico City just a couple of weeks ago at the AIDS conference was that these lipid changes, and most importantly, these weight changes, seem to be much more prominent in cisgender women than cisgender mm-hmm. men. Mm-hmm. And once again, we have no data for PrEP use in cisgender women. And one of my concerns is we're making a huge jump to say that there's statistically significant changes between women and men, cisgender women and cisgender men, mm-hmm. In weight gain, and we have zero data on PrEP for Descovy PrEP.
So this is a red flag for anybody that cares, obviously, who is a cisgender woman, an advocate for them, or people like us who care about the health of cisgender women, that we don't have this data.
And not just cisgender women. Let's note that the Discover trial was mm-hmm. 84% of participants were white. 99% mm-hmm. were men. They tried to tout transgender inclusion, but only 74 individuals out of a trial of over 5,000 were transgender women.
Yeah, I was watching their data, and it looks like they really were kind of inflating the participation of transgender women in there. One more question for you. Let's say I'm considering PrEP. I'm HIV negative. I'm considering PrEP. It's very likely by the end of today, Descovy is going to be approved for PrEP. And so it's now going to be this new one that's not generic, and you'll have to pay more. I'm a guy out there, I'm a person out there, considering PrEP, what do I do? Choice do I make?
It's not my place to give medical advice. I think that this is a discussion that you need to have with your healthcare provider and that you need to evaluate. But look, I'll say I've been on Truvada since 2013, and I've had no adverse events and no bone or renal safety problems. Mm-hmm. And I am extremely confident that we have more data on how Truvada works than we do on Descovy.
Thank you, James. And Jeremiah?
So the most effective PrEP that you're going to get is the one that you can access. And mm-hmm. so, you know, for us today, we want to make sure that accurate information is getting out there so mm-hmm. that people are making decisions based upon what they can actually get covered, which mm-hmm. there are going to be a lot of questions about that because of the price of Descovy, and making it based on actual safety and efficacy data. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. what we're concerned about is that with the labeling, with the messaging, with the educational materials going out to healthcare providers mm-hmm. and clients, that it's going to be very misleading, and you know, we urge people to look very closely and be suspicious of anybody coming and saying that Descovy is a significantly better option.
And so I will just say that, you know, as with any drug, if there's a generic available, I go for the generic because I want to pay less, you know. And now we have a generic, we will soon have a generic available for PrEP, and then we'll have another one in case the generic doesn't work for you.
I think that's generally the way that the medical system works, and I don't think that any of the data presented today argues with that. I think that Truvada remains and should remain the foundation of PrEP for the foreseeable future.
You know, this is James Krellenstein with Prep for All and Jeremiah Johnson with Treatment Action Group. I'm Mark with My Fabulous Disease, and we are live at the FDA hearing for Descovia's PrEP. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.